Can you guys all hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey guys, good evening. Hey, thanks for having me on, Jonathan. Yeah, I'll tell you, Jonathan's been trying to get me lined out to come on a conference call and talk to you, you know, you all, kind of give you my experience. We've been in business as a roofing company. I started as residential only. I was a young roofer back in the 80s, left the business, was in the medical business for about 20 years, stepped out about, it's been almost 10 years ago now, and opened up the roofing company here in Kansas City. Started out residential, you know, through common, you know, customers and word of mouth. We started doing some commercial work. Built the business to about 25% commercial almost 4 years ago and continued to build that side. But I really got enamored with the coatings process in the business and learned about Conklin in 2013, started doing some research on it. And I'm a research guy. I don't jump on things quickly, number one. So hooked up with a gentleman from Conklin, went to the first, it was basically advanced roof training is what they call it today, but it was the three-day training. I went out there, was excited as anything coming out of that training, left with what I thought was a game plan of coming out in the world and going out and selling coatings, and I fell flat on my face. And it wasn't due to lack of trying. It was just not having someone that you could call and count on to be there when you needed something. And what I found out, you know, through the years of business, being in the roofing business especially, and it's not just the roofing business, so it's a very competitive environment. And unfortunately, people don't like to talk to each other on a regular basis. So that's kind of where I started. That was 2013. I became certified in the Conklin roofing business process, went to the business seminar and everything, and was, like I said, really enamored with the business. Fell flat on my face, and I actually just put it to the side. We were a very busy company. We're basically a multi-million dollar roofing company, and like I said, we did mostly residential in the Kansas City marketplace. A year ago, not even a year ago, I basically, through the luck of anything, met a guy named Rodney Van Landingham, who is part of the Roof Contractors Group, and we got to talking at it. We were actually at a commonplace meeting, and just kind of hooked up, and he started talking to me about this new opportunity, and I'm as skeptical as anybody else, to be honest with you. And so as I got to know Rodney, we sat and talked for, it was about 3 days straight, and he convinced me to take a look at, you know, what you guys had going on, what the group had going on, and where we were going. And I'll tell you what, guys, I'll be honest with you, my first year in, this is my first year as part of the group, and this is actually the first year that I've ever done Conklin Coatings. Hooked up number one with Rodney, then met Jonathan, then met Sam, Willie. I mean, the whole entire group just inspired me to continue to move forward on this side of the business. My first, we've actually completed 8 coatings jobs since, let's say, I placed my first order. I guess it was April or May of this year was my first coating job. And remember, I was certified in Conklin in 2013, but we did nothing with it. Because I didn't feel like, you know, being the owner of this company, that I had the support that I needed to go out there and confidently sell and be part of what we're doing today. What I gathered when I, you know, hooked up with Rodney to begin with and then met the rest of the team, there's actually a bond between these roofing contractors around the country that continues to grow and grow, that is coming together to help each other be successful. And I tell you, I've seen nothing but support from the day that I started, and that's how we started to grow this business. Like I told Jonathan, I intend, we started as a residential-only company. We grew the business to about 25%. We are now doing about 60-40. I'm hoping, you know, we'll never get out of the residential business, to be honest with you, because we have a big customer base, and I don't want to get out of residential. But I'm telling you, the margins and and it's just the overall feel of the customer, you know, database of the commercial customers. They're longer term projects, but the dividends and the whole, you know, I guess you would say happiness and you know, fulfillment of the customers is continues to grow every day. Like I said, we're working on our 8th project. We're working on it physically right now. It's not a big project. It's a 10,000 square foot, 100 square job. But I'll tell you what I've seen, these little projects lead into bigger projects. This one project that we're working on right now has led my company into bidding and sitting in a really good position on a $1.2 million project. It's 260,000 square feet, which is going to be one of the biggest projects that we've worked on as a company and as a whole, especially in the Conklin coating line. But I tell you, I'm just enamored by the support. Rodney has been phenomenal. Sam has been phenomenal. Jonathan's been phenomenal. And I'm not just saying this to basically give kudos where kudos isn't deserved. I have seen a growth in my business, an excitement as me as the owner of this business that I haven't felt in years. I tried to get in the commercial business. Like I said, we grew the business just from word of mouth in the commercial line. We did some big projects in downtown Kansas City. And, you know, this business is tight. I mean, the property owners, the property managers, they all know each other. They go to meetings together. They start talking. Who are you using? What are you doing? And it started to grow, but I didn't know how to grow it from there. And like I said, when I got part of this group, and especially the coatings, which is so valuable to the business owners, when you can go to a business owner and explain the whole process to them and make them understand what the value of not tearing off the whole entire system, you know, if it's feasible for their, you know, their building, the downtime that they may receive, the vulnerability or the liability that they may be in if we tear off their whole entire roof and replace it, rather than put a coating on it. I have seen this thing just explode. And I tell you, there's so much business, and I'll go back. I was not a big fan of the whole Conklin process of bringing people in, my competitors, just kind of going on a different note here. I've changed my whole mindset in the last 6 months. It's just like everybody else. I'm as competitive as anybody around, and I didn't want to bring in competitors that might be, you know, trying to take business from me. I've signed up two people underneath me in the last 3 weeks. I'm going to continue to bring people on underneath me because I see the value of that for me and my family as far as the Conklin plan goes. But you know what? There's so much business out there, guys. I'll be honest with you. There's not enough people out there to do as much business as out there. If we do, do the right things and continue to, promote this, the products, the team effort, and what we're doing as a group. And I told Sam and Jonathan and Rodney as well, I see this thing exploding. I mean, if we start picking up big contracts around the country, guess what's going to help the rest of us in the little environments that we're in? I mean, we're going to start picking up some huge national contracts just because one of us got a hold of the right person, and we can explode right. The whole business model that direction. So I'm excited as anything. And like I said, I'm glad to be part of this team. I couldn't be more excited, and as Jonathan knows, I like to talk, but this isn't just talk. This is what I'm excited about. I've got a passion. When I discover something that's going to help me and my family to grow who we are and grow my business, I get really excited, and I tell you, I'm very passionate about what we're doing, and I've seen an explosion of my business in the commercial marketplace because of what we're talking about. So I couldn't be, like I said, more excited to be on this call and be more excited as part of this team as it continues to grow. So anything? Awesome. Sorry, Jonathan, I just kept talking. So.
Oh, no, that's okay. I mean, you made a lot of great points, and I love what you said about, the bigger we can grow as a group, the more our chances grow as far as getting national accounts and, the lead sharing and all of that is very key to all of this. And as we become a bigger and bigger household name, not only does that make it more attractive for the building owner to select you as a choice roof contractor, but, as you help other people, like Rodney has helped you, know what to do, what not to do, not just to make a lot of money, but also save money from making mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Just to share this on a call, the second time I talked to Jeff, he told me the first time he went through Conklin's training, he went back and he was all excited, and then he had a 60,000 square foot roof that was basically in his hand, but he let it drop because he didn't have anybody to tell him how to actually install that roof properly. And, you know, I talk to others all the time when, you know, they, actually I was just talking to, trying to remember, ACR Commercial Roofing, I guess it was, in Amarillo. You know, they were talking about all these flat roof projects, you know, that they kept giving away because they didn't know how to do them. And here they were
right.
in the, you know, community for 25, 30 years. So that's all really exciting. But, you know, let's bring back to some realism. Jeff, you obviously bid a lot of jobs. You did your marketing with the websites and the
yep.
direct mail, and you've got a lot to talk about, you know, doing 8 jobs in your first year, having 2 others sold and 16 projected, one of which is $1.2 million. That's incredible. But just like everybody else, you also had your doubts after getting rejected, you know, a couple times. Maybe it'd be good to also talk about, like, coming out to workshop and what it was like just interacting with contractors that have done it, just to kind of get over that hump when you're just not sure about it.
I don't think that you're gonna see the value. I mean, I don't know how many people are on this call that's going to the you know 3-day training that's happened this week. I've got my group going into the first MR training on November 11th, which I'm excited to take them in, and I'm gonna go in and support them as they go in. But every single training that I'll go back to the first initial training that I went to at Conklin. There was really good training. And there was really good people there. There were successful people there. You could tell their passion in this business. But like I said, my problem was, when I got out, I wasn't an expert installer. And I know how to sell, but I still wasn't quite clear on how to get through the whole process of approaching a customer with a coding solution. And that's what's helped, this group is what's helped me grow, and all the different classes and workshops and conversations and conference calls that we've had. Going out to Montana was probably one of the most inspiring meetings that we went out to Willie Schrock's business. And several of us met out there in Montana, and it was a wonderful experience. I came back actually knowing how to install a roof, how to do a coating. I hadn't had a coating machine in my hand. I don't know if you saw the picture on what Jonathan posted. That was me with a coating sprayer in my hand. I had never even touched one before. But I hooked up with Jonathan when I first joined this group. He actually really has a good hold on what the market is doing and, you know, what is going on out there outside of the group. I mean, he has his own business. And it took me a little while to believe that there was somebody out there that truly cared. You guys, you other business owners that are on this call right now, I research everything, and you get tons of calls every single day with somebody promising you, oh, I'm going to have you this many leads for this kind of money, and you know you're going to have this much business. It's all a bunch of bunk. It's about trusting somebody that has your best interest in mind. And I'll tell you, Jonathan's company, we did he redeveloped my website, which I wasn't happy with my website. I built the first one. We kept kind of adding to it here and there, but it still wasn't the professional website that I ever wanted as a business owner. And I was trying to find somebody. It's tough in this world to try and find somebody you can trust that, you know, has your business, you know, interest in mind. So hooked up with Jonathan. He redeveloped my website. We actually did a mailer. I had, gosh, I'm trying to think, Jonathan. I think it was 60 original leads that came in from that first mailer. And it had me running. I told Jonathan, like, are you ready for your next mailer? I'm like, no, shut her down. Shut her down. I can't keep up with it right now. And out of that, I tell you, the importance of this business that everyone you meet in this business and every meeting you're going to go to, follow-up is the key. These business owners that we're going out and approaching, they're busy. And so you have to, if you don't follow up with them, they're going to forget about what their next move is. My success has come from following up with these business owners. And remember, I think from the first original 60 leads that I had, I quoted over $2 million worth of coatings business. Now, we didn't win all that business, nor are we going to win that business. But 16 of those are next year's business that are still on the hook, and the customers I talk to on a weekly basis. Remember, these commercial projects, some of these bigger ones, they're longer-term projects. It takes budgeting. They have to get approvals, you know, sometimes from corporate. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it, but you can't give up on them, because I'm telling you, the first time that you don't call them, somebody's going to step in that office and basically outsell you. So the follow-up has been key for me as a business owner, and that's how I won the first 8 deals. We just finished it was a PVC system that was about 12 years old on a tool and die company just outside the downtown Kansas City area. It wasn't huge, about 50 squares, but that's okay, because these jobs are just as profitable and just as meaning as anything, because the word of your business gets out there and it's going to continue to grow. This business owner had, for about 2.5 years, had 3 or 4 contractors on this roof trying to fix his problem. He had, at certain times during heavy rains, had a bucket, not kidding, a bucket that would fill up every time it rained, and they would have it in one certain location. So I went up and evaluated this roof. I gave him a bid, I actually gave him a couple different, and this is what I've done from get-go. I give them complete tear-off bid just to give them the options. I said, guys, here's what we do. We have 2 options to go. I said, if your roof qualifies for a coating, I'm going to give you that bid. But let's go ahead and look at, see what it's going to cost you to tear this whole thing down and how that's going to affect your business. So I gave this guy a complete tear-off and a coating bid. Of course, we're looking at probably, it was about half the cost for me to coat this thing. We hadn't even finished the job. We were just in the middle of the job. We had just put down the base coat. I actually did a Rapid Roof 3 on this roof. We basically had the base coat down and quick caulked the seams, and, you know, we basically spun flexed all the seams and everything. It rained 2.5 inches overnight after it basically had sat and cured for a day. It rained before we got back up and put the top coat on. Not one drip of water came in that guy's business. Do you realize how ecstatic this guy was and the workers that were working in these conditions? I'm not kidding you. I showed up that next day, and I was nervous, to be honest with you. I was thinking, you know what, there's going to be water in the building. I walked in there. Everyone had smiles on their faces, and they said, we didn't have one drip of water in here. And I said, you know what, guys, we only had the base coat on. They're like, they didn't understand exactly what that meant. I kind of explained it to them, but I'm going to be honest with you, it's a great solution. And just like I tell all my guys, it's all about the details. If you don't pay attention and pay attention to detail when you're doing these things, they're not going to work. And that's what's given the coating business, as I've seen, you know, kind of researching and doing, you know, talking to customers out here, the people that were doing coatings 10 years ago, they were spraying a freaking paint on the roof and thinking that was a coating. There's a whole process that goes into installing these things. And if you show attention to detail, these things are going to work and they're going to last. So, like I said, I'm excited. I mean, I see nothing but good things coming for my own business, my family, and this whole entire group. Because like I said, it continues to grow, and the excitement continues to develop. And having the people in place that started this thing, I mean, if you guys haven't met Sam and Willie and Jonathan, I tell you, these guys are dynamic people. They'll help you through thick and thin. Rodney, he's actually become one of my really good friends. We talk on a regular basis, and we actually enjoy each other's company as well. So it makes it real nice for me as a business owner to have somebody that I can reach out to. Because guess what, guys? We get in a pinch, and if you're a small businessman like we are, my wife and I own the company, you don't have a lot of resources to go out and ask questions to. And that's what's so important and what I see the advantage that we as a group have. So it's fun times.
Well, you know, again, just to touch this with realism, I want to make sure everybody on the call understands how much heart Jeff has given into this business. You know, all the hours, you know, running around even for those leads. I mean, you put a serious amount of investment. I mean, just going up to Montana, you know, that was not a cheap flight to go way up in Missoula, you know, at the small airport. You know, you've definitely taken some steps, but the most important thing is that you simply did what needed to be done. Everything's outlined. You know, the workshop, you know, this time around you went to Lester's workshop. They gave you their map of success. And, you know, unfortunately, not everybody follows it. You know, they get home and they get busy in the same old rut they've been in. You know, I don't know if anybody wants to comment on that. I hear some background.
Jonathan, if I can interrupt, I'm not, if you guys know the term Kool-Aid drinker, I'm not a Kool-Aid drinker. And if you guys think that
right.
I'm talking, you know, basically about a situation or a program just because somebody has convinced me this is the way to go, I'll tell you, I have living proof that this works. And if you follow the program and you do, you know, the right things, this business is going to explode. And I tell you, my next year, I guarantee you, I'll be on the next call next year, and we are going to have a ton of jobs on the books. And I can, I'm just, like I said, I'm not that type of person. I'm as skeptical as anybody else, and I don't know what people are thinking out there, but I'm talking positive about this because I've seen the proof. And once you see the proof, you're gonna run, and you're gonna be happy. And just like I was telling one of my suppliers today, and he's my residential supplier, and he asked me, how's things going? So I started talking about what we were doing as a company. And of course, he's nervous because he sees a decline in his sales because he's not going to be selling me shingles. I told him, I said, guess what? I said, as an owner of this business, I see the value to not only me as a business and my family, but to these business owners to bring them solutions that's viable, that's going to enhance their, you know, first of all, their budget, number one, and their satisfaction as a customer, because we have great solutions that do work. And so these last 8 jobs that we've completed, my first 8 jobs, I have every single, and like I said, we're working on the 8th one right now. It's an active project, but it's going as good as anything. We haven't had really any hiccups. Of course, when you first start this, there's a few things. We started spraying our first roof, and we had the sprayer set all wrong, and we globbed all kinds of stuff on this roof. I was like, whoa, time out. So we fixed it. We figured it out. And everything went well from there. But it's not going to be, you know, the first few jobs, it's not going to be real, real pretty, but they do work. And like I said, we did fix that, those big globs. It's just you got to set the pressures right on those machines, and we weren't quite in tune with what we were supposed to do. But I sent a lot of pictures to my guy, Rodney. He said, this is what I would do. We did it, and everything worked. So like I said, Jonathan, it's a great time. We've been a very successful company. We've been very successful. We got involved with insurance companies early on. I was in the corporate world for a lot of years, and I came in this roofing business with a different mindset than I'm not just going to be a roofer. I want to be an advocate and an asset to the insurance companies and the customers out there. And it worked, and we became really, really busy. I saw the opportunity for this commercial world, and I started looking at it 4 to 5 years ago. It's, you know, when you don't have somebody to guide you, it's not so easy to get into a business. So good about this program and this group is there's people right there that will hold you by the hand if that's what you want and what you need. It'll take you whatever direction and make you as successful as you want to be. So.
Yep. That's exactly right. Well, I mean, there's lots of things that we could touch on, but how about we open up the lines for questions? If you have a question, I have not muted anybody's line, so you can freely speak. Feel free to ask Jeff anything you like.
Jonathan.
Yes.
Hey, this is Daryl from Asheville, Arden, North Carolina.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, how you doing? Well,
pretty
I'm
good.
Never mind me. I'm just listening in, taking everything in. Like I said again, I'm looking forward to this meeting on the 8th through the 11th, and I am so excited. I am well over excited. I mean, I can't even sleep. Tell you the truth, I am so excited about getting down here and getting the system and learning it and stuff like that, and getting ready to get back here to get my put my foot forward and do all I can to get this business off the ground. Like I said, I'm a newbie in this. But I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I'm not, you know, to the point where I don't understand what's going on the roofs. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, my whole thing is to pay attention to the details, and that's what I'm listening to you guys. You guys are like gods to me right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm at the door, and I'm knocking, and after I get this training, my doors will be open.
Daryl, this is Jeff again. I tell you, it's exciting to hear you talk. I tell you, I came from the first train with the same excitement and thought I knew what was going on. But until I joined this group and redeveloped what I was doing as a business owner, this made sense to me. And we have seen success, like I said, we're just on the tip of the iceberg ourselves on this commercial side. I mean, I have opportunity out there that I continue to grow every day. I had two more leads come in today from other customers that heard that we had done businesses close to them. You know, it's word of mouth. It's consistency. You know, we're doing the right things. And I see this thing, like I said, I don't think we'll ever as a business get out of the residential roofing business because we have quite a business model set up that way. But I'm telling you, me as a business owner, I haven't had this much excitement in my body for years about where I could take this business.
Well, the excitement for me is just a possibility that I know that somebody's going to be there to help me along the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I need help. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole
thing
about it. Thank you.
Do we have any other callers with a question or want to comment on something Jeff shared? All right. Well, Jeff, why don't you share the name of your company? I don't think we did that at the beginning. And then maybe your website and a phone number they could reach you at.
Yeah. Thanks, Jonathan. Hey, my name is Jeff Schindel. Our company is Midwest Roofing. We are in the downtown Kansas City area. I've lived around this area for my whole entire life. I was in the Navy for 10 years, but I basically came back to my hometown, and started the business back about 10 years ago. My website is Midwest Roofing KC, MidwestRoofingKC.com, MidwestRoofingKC.com. We have a nice website. Jonathan actually is the one that helped me develop it. We continue to tweak and do some different things, and we'll continue to do that until it gets to a place that we're 100% firing on all cylinders, but it looks great, and it works. My direct cell phone, if anybody has a direct question they want to ask me, is area code 913-208-1856. That's my direct cell phone, 913-208-1856, and I would answer any question you guys may have. Like I said, I'm excited to be part of this group, and just like Daryl commented, it's about having people that have your back, and they will help you through, you know, pretty much everything. And this is not common in the roofing business, guys. I can tell you that. So anyway, I'll let you guys get back to your evenings.
All right. Thanks again, Jeff.
It was nice.
Thank you. Hey, see ya. Thanks, guys.